Do you suck at money? Don't worry, you're not alone. That's why Matt and I created this podcast, How to Money.
That's right, Joel. Money can be intimidating, and we're all about changing that perception. We're two best friends making money conversations fun and interesting and helping people suck a whole lot less at this money thing.
So whether you want to save more, buy a home, or just gain a better perspective on a subject that affects all of us, listen and subscribe to our show on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for How to Money.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Look at these donkeys, bunch of jackasses.
For the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Hello! Donkey of the day for Thursday, September 27th. Goes to a woman in Bozeman, Montana named Val O'Connell. Now, I've been on this radio and on my podcast for a few years now, having unrefined conversations about rape culture. The reason I've had these conversations is because a lot of men don't know, don't show, or don't give a damn about some of the behavior that we have displayed towards women over the years. It's just a lot of things that went down in the 90s, early 2000s that were very inappropriate that we have yet to acknowledge. When I see things like Apple Music canceling Dr. Dre's mini biopic series because of heavy orgy scenes, drug use and guns, or Uncle Luke's biopic being held up because they want him to water it down based off the climate we are in, I don't think that's a good thing. Because as a society, you can't heal what you don't reveal. If you're really self-aware and really holding yourself accountable, you can look back on that era and see where you were out of line. So why not use those opportunities to live your truth and show men examples of what not to do and how not to be? That's why women like Val O'Connell are confusing to me. Because we are in a culture shift right now with the Me Too Time's Up movement that will ultimately, I believe, will be good for America. I mean, at the essence of both these movements, they're trying to make the world a better, safer space for women. I'm all for that. You know, it's making all men question their past behavior so they don't make the same mistakes. I'm all for that. And when you know better, you should do better, and you should teach better. But it's hard to teach better when you have women like Val O'Connell delivering these kinds of messages. Now, this clip comes courtesy of MSNBC. Okay, an NBC News political reporter named Ali Vitali spoke with Val, who is a female Trump supporter. Let me paint the picture for you. Val is in this video with her two teenage daughters. When asked about Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's sexual assault allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, she dismissed them as no big deal. Let's go to MSNBC for the report, please.
Groping a woman, which is, what is that, at 18? I mean, how many guys, you know, think that's no big deal? Even back then, it was, it's not a big deal. It doesn't just take away from his character and his job to do what he needs to do as a Supreme Court nominee.
Play that one more time for me, please. Just one more time. I need to be clear on this.
Groping a woman, which is, what is that, at 18? I mean, how many guys, you know, think that's no big deal? Even back then, it was, it's not a big deal. It doesn't just take away from his character and his job to do what he needs to do as a Supreme Court nominee.
Oh, the mayonnaise is heavy in this one.
Oh, my gosh.
The mayonnaise is heavy on both slices of bread.
How is groping a woman in any way not a big deal?
Listen, man, guys, groping is a form of sexual assault. Now, she may tell you groping is no big deal, but you can go to jail for groping, especially if that woman doesn't want to be groped. Now, I don't know if the allegations against Kavanaugh are true or not, but I know that if you force a woman on a bed and grope her and attempt to take her clothes off and she doesn't want that to happen, that is absolutely a form of sexual assault. Now, I don't know who the hell Val O'Connell is trying to convince, and I know she is instilling that foolishness in her teenage daughters because they were in the video shaking their heads with her like agreeing, but I rebuke that rhetoric in the name of Jesus. And all you young men out there need to do that as well. Don't use Val O'Connell's words as an example of why it's okay to grope women when they don't want to be groped, okay? Nope, don't fall for that BS. That is the bait truck, full of sneakers in Chicago, all right? You know good and damn well this U-Haul truck full of Jordans and Yeezys not supposed to be on 59th Place and Princeton Avenue in Inglewood, so don't go in it, all right? And I know that when you hear Val say that, you feel the same way. The reason you feel that way is because it's not right, okay? I don't understand why women like Val O'Connell, Trump supporters, vote against their own interests. But just remember, if you ever wondered how Trump got into office saying stuff like this,
grab him by the
it's because of women like Val O'Connell. But her political interests aside, just focusing on what she said in a vacuum, that groping a woman is no big deal. Her exact words, how many guys do you know who think that's no big deal. It doesn't matter what we as men think, all right? She's right. A lot of men did think that was no big deal, but that's the problem. That's always historically been the problem. If it wasn't a big deal, Val, MSNBC wouldn't be approaching you asking you about it. If it wasn't a big deal, Val, Brett Kavanaugh would have been voted in last week. Val, please don't get in the way of progress, all right? Right when guys are finally figuring it out, here you come with this new math. No! All right. For the record, I don't care if you're 18 or 80. If you're groping a woman that doesn't want to be groped, not only is it wrong, it's a crime. Please let Remy Ma give Val O'Connell the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
I really shouldn't even have to say that.
I mean, with her daughters right there. It's crazy.
I guess I do, though. I don't know.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here. And today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.